1-800-LINZ-S.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now, Mount Holmes girls trailing Jonesboro at the break by a score of 19-15. We'll look over some of our numbers in a moment. Right now, we're joined at the broadcast position by Mount Holmes boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, I know you never want to have a loss, especially on Sweetheart Royalty night, but 49-45 loss to West Memphis. You and I were just talking during the break. You did go toe-to-toe with one of the best teams in the state.
We did, you know, and Matt, there's no moral victories here, but, you know, we can be proud of the way our kids battled, and we went toe-to-toe with those guys. And what I really loved was our demeanor. I felt that we went, you know, we never backed down from them. We weren't scared. We weren't intimidated. And that's really kind of West Memphis's M.O., you know, they're just more physically imposing to everybody else.
Yep.
They're going to make those highlight plays, and other teams just kind of wilter and wither away, and then they end up getting beat, you know, 20 points. But, you know, they had those couple highlight plays, but our guys still didn't back down. They wasn't scared, and it was really nice to see some guys step up. I thought offensively, as one of Matt Jones' best games of the year.
Sure
and
was.
He did a lot of really great things on Chris Moore, who's – you know, one of the top defenders in the state, one of the top players in the state.
You pretty much kept him quiet in the first half.
We did. We did. You know, we forced, you know, the game plan was kind of build a wall inside 12 feet and under and get him to shoot jump shots. And he did, and he made a few. But, you know, I really thought when he come in and Dawson did a great job of getting to him, bodying him up, and Moore, this is the reason why he's going to be such a great college player, is he really took what we was given him, and then when he needed to do it, he got it done. But still, for us to hold him, you know, to 15 points, I believe, was really proud of the defensive effort and the physicality that Dawson Tabor played with against him.
Yeah, and, you know, there's one thing I need to give West Memphis some credit on. Because it seemed like they figured it out in the second quarter. You know, first quarter, Wyatt Gilbert was just about on fire, and then they really zeroed in on him defensively.
Yes. Well, they come out, and Wyatt hasn't seen that much room since, I don't know, probably sixth grade. You know, they're going under ball screens. They're doing a lot of things going on, and we're like, holy cow, they're going under Wyatt. And so Wyatt made them pay like Wyatt does. And, they really – because they're so – at every position, the guard position, they're so strong. I mean, these are just physically gifted kids. And, they made Wyatt work for it after he busted them for a couple. And when we go over there, they're going to do the same thing. They're going to get up in him, and he's going to have to understand angles and how to use screens. And we really got to get the other guys going as well. And that's going to be key tonight. Jonesboro's going to come in and get up. They're going to be up in Wyatt, make things hard for him. There's no secret about this team.
Yeah.
Offensively, you know, everybody knows our offense goes through Wyatt and Matt, and Wes Swift does a great job of game planning over there, and he's going to be really keyed into them. So the key tonight is we're going to need some other guys to step up. Jonesboro, they're really aggressive, and it's probably our toughest matchup. Just because of the way they play, of how skilled they are shooting-wise, to put guys that can really get it done on the perimeter, but also can get to the rack whenever they need to.
Yeah.
So it makes you have to guard them, you know, and there's a lot of things that we got to be really good on. And he's got a dangerous team, a very talented bunch. They're young. You know, he had two of his sophomore guards just received Arkansas State offers the other day after the Marion game. And they're not even his best guard by far.
Yeah.
Their best guard is number three, Keelan McBride. That kid's a special kid. But not to take anything away from their point guard, Amarion Wilson and Jesse Washington.
Well, he was the one that really lit it up the last time you guys played.
Washington did, yeah. And he, well, the kid can play. I mean, he's got kind of all the tools. He's got the size. He's going to be super. He's uber talented. But he's going to be able to go. His list will expand quite a bit.
Yeah.
And as we see this Jonesboro team just grow and grow over the next few years, but. We got our hands full, but we're excited about the challenge. We got some things to hopefully counteract, you know, what Jonesboro takes away, and hopefully we can execute those things and be in a tough ball game with one of the top teams in our conference, one of the top teams overall in state.
Well, Josh, thanks for joining us, and good luck tonight.
Matt, appreciate all you do, my man. Go Bombers.
Go Bombers. That was Mount Zion Boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. We'll break. We'll come back and check our numbers in just a moment, our score. At halftime, Mount Holmes girls trailing Jonesboro 19-15. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it Me Banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
We welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now, Mount Holmes girls trailing Jonesboro 19-15 here at the break. Right now, Mount Holmes has three players with 3 points each, Kate Gilbert, Aston Yates, and Leah Jackson, and then 2 points each from Emma Martin, Anna Grace Swarman, and Emily Payne. So the kind of scoring's kind of being spread around from Mount Holmes. Ariana Hardaway with 9 points so far for Jonesboro, Destiny Salary with 8, and 2 for Kiana Hardaway. This game so far, Mountain Homes got 6 turnovers. Jonesboro has not turned it over once. This game has had 8 lead changes and no ties. That's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Jonesboro leading Mountain Home 19-15. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.